Now, how does that translate into our spiritual lives? For us on this side of the cross, here is a moving picture of what God wants from us. He invites us to become His bond slaves, His servants for life. Isn't that what Paul says he is so often? And Paul was a Jew, and he knew this picture. He talks about being marked. He talks about being God's permanent bond slave. He understood this. He knew Jesus Christ, who came to say, "I come to do your will," that you have bored or dug my ears. So think of the beauty here. God invites us to become His bond servants for life. If we're willing and so desire, we declare that publicly like Paul does so often. I want to serve the Lord all my days. And then we make painful choices in life to limit our flesh, to discipline our life, to invest in the world to come instead of merely in this world. And when we make that offering of our lives, that's what Paul's talking about in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That you come and say, "I want to serve you all my days." And so you go to the judges. You publicly say, I want to serve you. And so the Lord says, "Okay, you want to serve me? I'm going to make this painful. You must," and the grace of God that brings salvation teaches us to deny ungodliness. You're going to have to make some painful choices to be my servant. You're going to have to die to these areas. You're going to have to mortify, because my servants can't have those areas out of control in their life. And then he says, if you will present yourself to me, you and I become permanent bond slaves. It's a wonderful picture. Romans 12, 1 and 2. By the mercies of God that you present, that's an aorist definitive. Remain in the state of, your body's a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable. Verse 2, do not be conformed. That's an imperative. That's a command. The commandment for a servant is a resistance to being squashed into the world's mold. We have to feel uncomfortable with the direction this world is going. We have to feel uncomfortable with the sounds and sights and thrills of this world, because they are prompted by the flesh. And we should be uncomfortable. Not with the people. We should love them, be comfortable. Christ was a friend of sinners, but with the direction. Galatians 2:20 is another tremendous reminder of this. I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, we never get rid of the flesh till we get to heaven. But how do we live in the flesh? We live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. What is David's third step out? He says, I want to renew my submission to God. How do I do that? I let Him dig through the debris in my life. Get out. I say, Lord, take anything out of my life that's in the way of your blessing. And then I come to Him and I make a public, a painful and a permanent decision that I am going to serve the Lord all my life. And I'm going to choose to avoid what displeases Him, and I'm going to cultivate what pleases Him and what honors Him. And that's what David was talking about. Just for a second with you, don't lose your Bibles, but turn to 372, probably my favorite hymn in the hymn book. At least it is tonight. I have many favorite hymns, but this is one of my favorites. But I just don't, we're not going to sing it. I just want to remind you of what Thomas Obadiah Chisholm said. Because this is the plea of his heart of submission to God. Living for Jesus, 372, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do. See, when you're a bondservant, you want to do what pleases Him. Yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. He's saying, bore my ear, mark me, clear out whatever needs to be cleared out. This is the pathway of blessing for me. And then look at his prayer of committal. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For Thou in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other master. Do you hear this? Chapter 21 of Exodus. You're the one I want to serve all my days. Bore my ear through. And I am giving myself to Thee. There's no other master. My heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give from this point on. See the permanence of it? Henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee alone. What did David say his pathway out of the pits was? Renewing his submission to the Lord.